A petition has recently been launched calling for the reforming of New Zealand's name change laws. Under the current system, those between the ages of 16 to 18 are still legally required to receive signed approval from both of their parents outside of certain circumstances. This can be an issue for trans Tamariki who have rough relationships with parents forcing dead names into legal documents and objects. I've had a chat with Willow Heron, who launched a petition about the current state of our name change laws and what she thinks needs to change.
18 to change your own name, or 16 with both parental consent. So unless there's extreme examples of a parent being absent completely and proof of seeking that parent out, you cannot change your name currently without both parents' parental consent, as well as there's some exceptions for de facto marriages, de facto relationships or marriages, both of which are not usually accessible to, like, most youth who are under 18.
Why is this so problematic in its current state?
I think because it's not in line with other other laws which determine youth agency. Like, we see medical autonomy is given at 16, consent at 16. There's movements to lower the voting age to 16. We can recognise that 16 is the age to have self-determination, yet this law isn't consistent with that, as well as it's barring specifically minority groups from accessing legal documents, which are really important to gain for a number of things, whether it's housing security or accessing a driver's license, or et cetera, et cetera.
What parts of the law specifically do you think need to change? What are you exactly calling for with the petition that you've recently launched?
Just altering the age required from 18 to 16 and kind of removing the barriers of needing parental consent beyond the age of 16. Because as it currently stands, you can grant yourself medical autonomy. At 16, you can give consent to medical procedures and treatments. With the BDMR changes coming up with being able to change your gender marker, I think in June next year, that is determined that at 16 you should be able to do that. So it just seems to be more consistent to also change the name, the age required to change your name to 16.
This movement is somewhat aligned with the Make It 16 movement for lowering the voting age down to 16. Are these sort of linked causes in your opinion?
Although the two different movements themselves aren't linked, I do think that we're starting to see a widespread change in youth agency and youth rights, which coincide with things like trans rights. And I think it just comes down to youth agency and empowering youth to be able to change the society they live in, but recognising that, like, through law, with lowering the voting age, or also recognising that youth have a place within our law, changing it through legal documents, etc.
Yeah, a big point that has been made for Make It 16 is sort of around the idea of why is it 16? Why can't it be lower? Why can't it be Make It 13? And you can sort of apply this to the same aspects where could we see this go towards Make It 13 for changing your name? Why does 16 feel like the right place to put it right now?
Yeah, I mean, again, it just comes back to being consistent across the board with other approaches that we have to similar things, like changing your gender marker is set at 16 being the age in which you can have self-determination. Same thing, you can give medical consent at 16, consent to sex, etc., etc. There's a number of different rights you are given at 16, and it just kind of, it makes the most sense at 16 compared to 15 because of how it coincides with other youth rights.
What were your initial motivations behind this petition?
I mean, initially it stemmed from a personal approach. Like, I had some experiences leaving home at 16, and despite being disenfranchised from my mother, I wasn't able to change my name. But also just recognising how this is affecting other communities across the board, from trans youth to people who are changing their name for cultural reasons, or if people just don't like their dad. Like, across the board, people are trying to change a name, and it shouldn't be something that's questioned if people want to change a name, because it's a long process, it's expensive. If someone is seeking out to change a name, it's usually for a very good reason, and having that recognised in your legal documents should be accessible, it should be written into law. And yeah, I mean, while I'm looking at this from the perspective of an independent youth, being 16 myself, I do think this is something that should be accessible to all youth. I don't think you should be required to be 16 you shouldn't be required to be an independent youth to have this available to you. But I think it just goes to show how even when, in the most extreme example of being independent and having agency, you still are unable to change your name due to how the law currently states the process to be.
And how can people support this movement outside of signing the petition?
I think just honestly opening up, like, put it all across the board about youth agency, trans rights. I think as soon as we can kind of move the, like, cultural shift away from, why can't you just, you know, wait till you're 18, or, why do you need to constantly be changing things, or et cetera. Like, there's so much pushback at the moment we're seeing against trans youth across the board in our own country, but also in other countries. And it's leading to some pretty harsh outcomes for trans youth. And I think moments like this, if we can band together and show our support and have it reflected through law change, I think it's really important to do that. But I think just rally behind trans youth at the moment, because a lot of us are feeling pretty scared at the moment with the state of the world. And I think it would mean a lot to trans people in your lives and the trans youth in your lives being able to see you support them in times like this.
That was Willow Heron on the need to reform name change laws in Aotearoa.